From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt State University police advising the campus community to be on alert for a suspicious individual. In May, 22-year-old Jesus Alonso, not a student, was suspected of being involved in an armed robbery during an illegal drug sale on campus. A criminal probe by university police was conducted, forwarded to the DA's office, but criminal charges against Alonso were not filed based on a lack of evidence. He was last seen on campus Saturday night, was asked to leave, and has been warned he's not allowed on campus. Alonso may also be armed and is known to carry a rifle underneath an outer garment or in a bag. He's 6 feet two, 180 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes, last seen driving a white 2016 Honda Accord, California license plate, 7SFF59. Nasty accident Sunday afternoon. A white Subaru Forester was traveling westbound on westbound State Route 299 to northbound 101. Driver of the Subaru, Alexander Sarver, failed to negotiate a turn, left the roadway, hit a junction box, then came back onto the roadway, colliding with another car. The Subaru then jumped the barrier and ended up in the southbound lanes. The second car involved ended up striking a motorcycle, the impact causing the Harley-Davidson to fall to its right side onto the roadway. When police arrived and talked to Sarver, he showed signs of intoxication and was placed under arrest for suspicion of driving under the influence. The other two men sustained injuries. Monday, deputies with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Drug Enforcement Unit served a search warrant to investigate illegal pot growing in the southern Humboldt area. One parcel investigated during the service of the warrant, it's on Tubi Ranch Road in the East Branch watershed of the Eel River. They did not possess the proper county permits to grow pot, so about 5,000 plants were dug up. Deputies seized and destroyed about 600 pounds of cannabis shake as well. Registered nurses at St. Joseph Hospital in Eureka holding an informational picket outside the hospital today, protesting what they call unsafe staffing at the hospital and demanding immediate reinstatement of vital health care staff. The protest today happens 2 to 4 p.m. A new study shows Humboldt Bay to be one of the key sites in the Western Hemisphere for dozens of species of shorebirds. The study conducted by HSU Wildlife Professor Mark Caldwell counted 500,000 shorebirds in the bay over 6 weeks in the spring, a far larger number than had been previously documented. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.